One of the things I've noticed, and perhaps you have too, is that it's very easy in this day and age, given the constant barrage of media messages, for us to drift away from the truth. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. People seem to be so strident in expressing their opinions, whether in traditional media or amidst the murky swirl of social media. But no matter how loud those voices may be, opinion is not always truth. Just think of the media that you consume, the people you listen to. How much have they influenced how you think and what you believe? And the more of that we consume, the more it drags us away from God's truth. This isn't a problem unique to our 21st century media-driven context. Here's how the Apostle Paul put it, writing to his young ministry protege Timothy back in the first century. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. What you heard me teach is an example of what you should teach. Follow that model of right teaching with the faith and love we have in Christ Jesus. This teaching is a treasure that you have been entrusted with. Protect it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives inside you. In other words, get back into God's Word. Know His truth, believe His truth, live His truth, no matter how loudly the world screams its opinions at you. Because as you draw ever closer to Jesus, His wisdom, His humility, His love, His grace, all of which fly in the face of the cacophony of worldly opinions that would drown Him out, well, they become like a treasure for your soul. The world's opinions, no matter how loud they may be, are no substitute for God's truth. Protect that with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives inside you. That's His Word, fresh for you today. God's truth is born out of His love for us, out of His desire to bless us. That's why He sent Jesus to die for you. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.